start out when I was in grammar school and living at 363 North 12th Street in Newark, New Jersey. I was going to First Avenue School and going to the First Avenue School at the age of 10. My mother had another child. The child was born with a broken arm, and they brought her home, brought him home, I'm sorry, and we had a little brother. I continued to go to school at First AMU. When I was at school, the teacher switched me from lefty to righty, and every time I tried to switch back to lefty, the teacher's name was Mrs. Red Clawson, and she would hit me on the hand and say, no, you have to use your right hand. Consequently, it hurt me very much because it became very slow in reading. My parents sent me for remedial reading in Rutgers and Newark, and even to this day, I have a problem. I can read very well and comprehend what I'm reading. But when I try to read out loud, it sounds like a two-year-old child reading. But I do very well on my own reading and comprehending what I'm reading. I went to grammar school, and when I was in 8th or 4th or 5th grade, the guy started to abuse me because I lived in a Catholic neighborhood and I was a Jew. And they used to beat me up all the time. And my father said, well, if they beat you up or take advantage, you go home and get a baseball bat and hit them. So one winter, we were sleigh riding, and Joe D'Angurio took my sled, and he wouldn't give it back to me. And he said, Jew, tell your rich parents to buy another one. This sled is mine. So I went home, got a baseball bat, went back, and hit him in the leg and broke his leg. Consequently, his father came to my house and wanted my father to pay for the hospitalization. And my father said to me, tell his father the story. So I began to tell him the story that he took my sled, didn't want to give it back, told me, Jew, you have a lot of money. Tell your parents to go buy you another one. His father smacked him in the head, took him home, and that was the end of that one. I also had to learn to fight because when I used to go to the candy store, they always wanted to get the Jewish boy and take his candy away. So I learned how to fight. And I also earned money myself. I started to deliver newspapers. And my mother used to get up early in the morning, help me fold the newspapers. And then I'd go out and deliver them, come home, and eat breakfast.